This is Chad Harrison, and you're listening to Hope Alive, applying God's Word to your daily life. Hi, this is Chad Harrison, and I am the teaching pastor of Lake Community Church and have been serving as a pastor for 25 years. I'm also a practicing attorney. This podcast is designed to help you study God's Word and find God's will for your life. I pray in the name of Jesus right now that God would open up His Word to you and allow you to see Him and to know Him and to know His will, that you might glorify Him and that you might walk in faith and power each and every day, especially today, in Jesus' name. Good morning. Welcome to Lake Community Church's morning Bible study. We're in Exodus chapter 36, and they're going to build the curtains around the tabernacle. They're going to build the walls. They're going to build the outside wall of the tabernacle, and they're working on it. It says, then all the gifted artisans among them who worked on the tabernacle made 10 curtains woven of fine linen and blue and purple and scarlet thread. With the artistic design of cherubims, they made them all. The length of each curtain was 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits, and the curtain were all the same size. And he coupled 5 curtains to one another, and the other 5 curtains to couple to one another. And he made loops of blue yarn on the edge of the curtain, and selvaged of one set. And likewise, he did on the outer edge of the other curtain and of the second set. 50 loops he made of one curtain, and 50 loops he made on the edge of the curtain and on the end of the second set. The loops held one curtain to another, and he made 50 clasps of gold. And he coupled the curtains to one another with a clasp, and it might be one tabernacle. And he made curtains of goat's hair and tents over the tabernacle. And he made 11 curtains, and the length of each curtain was 30 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. And the 11 curtains were the same size. And he coupled 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves. And he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain, that is outermost, and 50 loops he made on the edge of the curtain of the second set. And he also made 50 bronze clasps to couple the tent together, that it might be one. Then he made the covering for the tent of ram skins dyed red, and covering of badger skins above that. Notice there's multiple skins that are on top of each other, which is a picture of the uniqueness and the power of the covenant atoning sacrifice that Jesus makes on the cross. He says, for the tabernacles he made boards of acacia wood and standing upright. And the length of each board was 10 cubits, and the width of each board. And I want you to just notice as you're reading, there are 40 sockets of silver. And for the west side of the tabernacle, he made 6 boards. And he also put them together, and thus he made both of them. And then verse 31, and he made bars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards on one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars of the boards on the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the tabernacle on the far side westward. And he made the middle bar to pass through the boards from one end to the other. And then he made veil of blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine woven linen. And it was worked with the artistic design of cherubim. And he made for it 4 pillars of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold and their hooks of gold. He also made screens for the tabernacle door, blue and purple and scarlet and thread and fine linen made by a weaver, and its 5 pillars with hooks. And he overlaid the capitals with the rings of gold, but their 5 sockets were bronze. And you're sitting there going, Pastor, you are reading a whole bunch of stuff. I'm going to give you 3 things that I take from this, because as I'm reading it, I have no idea how that all works together. In my mind, I cannot see that at all. And when I say I can't see it, I can't see him putting it together. I have to watch YouTube videos to fix anything, because I have to see it put together, because in my mind, just the way I think, just the way I am, I have no artistic ability at all. I cannot imagine what something's going to look like. If someone says, well, we're going to do this and we're going to paint it this color and we're going to make it look like this. If you don't have a picture, I have no idea what that's going to look like. It baffles me to watch that. And what's great about life is that I don't have to. I don't have to do that. And the reason I don't have to is because I wasn't made for that. I was made for other things. I was made to think other ways. I was made for my mind to operate in a different way. And thank God he sent people into the world and into my life who can do this. I am around a bunch of men and women in the world that I live in and in the church that I'm in who are fantastic at this. And when they say we're going to do this and we're going to put this on this and we're going to couple this together and we're going to have this thing that makes this do that, and the whole time you're saying, you're not saying anything, Pastor. That's exactly right. When you're saying it, it's like in Peanuts when the teacher's talking, wah, 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 wah. I have no idea what it is, but I do know this. It starts out by saying, then all the artisans among them worked together. They worked. They did what they were supposed to do. They got together and they used their giftings and their talents to work. I want you to notice something else about it. They're working on something that's symbolic of the covering that God has provided us in Jesus Christ. All these colors are pictures of aspects of what Jesus has done for our lives. All these curtains, especially linen. Linen is a picture of the priesthood. You have multiple curtains where you can go in and be with God, where there's intimacy with God. That's a picture of that. You also have gold and silver that is used throughout, which is a picture of royalty. Gold and silver is a picture of the blood price of Jesus. You have the acacia wood, and that is an important picture of God and his work through Jesus Christ as far as his part, the permanency of that work, and how God has finished and completed that work in him. You have every bit of it, and you have certain people who are good at putting it together the right way at the right time. And they're in their minds, they can process that through. Now, I can process a lawsuit through. In my mind, I can process a passage of scripture and go through it and explain things and make it make sense to other people. I can do that in my mind. And yet, with the same mind, I have no idea how these things work or even know how to put them together. Now, you say, are lawyers like that? No, Chris, one of the attorneys in my office, he is fantastic with his hands. He's good with mechanical things. He's good with building things. It's not just because we can categorize each other into he's a carpenter and he's a plumber, because I've had some issues with some of the things at my house, and I've had Henry over at my house for the past week working, and he's just methodically working through the process of getting something fixed that just has not been easy to figure out and easy to fix. But his mind is always working. Okay, what do I do next to move this process, to figure out where the issues are so that I can get to the place of an end? And that's a beautiful thing for his mind is working that way. And when I'm out there with him, and I've been out there a couple of days with him, sadly during the work week, I can't be out there with him. But when he's here and he's working, I've watched him think through things, and I know how to do it perfectly so that we get to an end. And in the process of doing that, sometimes you make mistakes. Sometimes you don't do it perfectly. And that's the second thing I want to say to you. You're not going to get good at doing kingdom work until you get to doing kingdom work. Just because you're knowledgeable or just because you know what it is, until you get in there and get to doing what God has done, God has given you to do, you're not going to become excellent at it. You're not going to become powerful at it. And when you take shortcuts in doing kingdom work, you shortcut not the kingdom, because God's going to get the work done. You shortcut yourself because you don't take on the issues and the problems and deal with how to work through those things and how to figure them out and how to do it the right way. You don't do it unless you've done it over and over again. And so whenever I have Curtis over here, and like I said, I've had Henry over here, and whenever I have anybody who has these giftings and these talents and these skills to do this work, whenever I have them here to do those things in my life, I see that they've gone through the process. They've worked it out themselves. They know where the second, third steps is. They know where all the pitfalls are. They know where all the problems are. They know how things are going to come out when this happens or that happens. And it's purely because they're doing the work. And I want you to notice another thing that's just in here, and it's in here every time they start building something new. They have the cherubim. They have the cherubim inlaid into the curtains, inlaid into things that they're making. Why? Because the angelic host is there, and the Bible says, are they not ministering spirits sent to minister unto the saints of God? And when you're serving and working and doing God's work, when you're worshiping on Sunday morning, the tabernacle is a place made for worship. When you're walking in intimacy with God, the angelic host are there alongside of you to help you, to strengthen you, and to provide an environment such that you can become good, you can become better, greater at what you're doing kingdom-wise, at what you're doing life-wise, as what you're doing, what you're doing all the time, each and every day. When you're serving God and when you're living your life, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. When you're doing life the way God would have you be doing life, when you're doing that the right way, the angelic host is there with you. And I want you to also notice the intricacy that goes with this. Living life is intricate. It's difficult. Having self-awareness of how you affect the world that you live in and having self-awareness of how that is affecting the people around you is important. And how is this going to work for everyone? How is this going to happen so that things can move forward? Being aware of the environment that God's put you in and having your eyes wide open to the things that are happening around you is important. It's really important. And those who do things well, when they're in the middle of doing them, they know what's going on around them. They can see that. Athletes can see the whole field. Carpenters know how the whole house is going to look when they put it when they put all the framing together. They can see it in their mind. They see the end of it. And mothers and fathers who are looking forward to life, meaning they're trying to parent their children, raise them up in the way they should go. When they're doing those things, they're trying to see into the future. And when you say raise up a child in the way he should go, what they're doing is they're taking those talents and those gifts and seeing how their child is bent, their direction that they naturally would go, and then they help them use those things to become all that God wants them to be. Every aspect of your life, you are the artisan that God has put in the world to work out your faith in that situation. You're the trophy of his grace. You're the object of the work that's going on in the kingdom around you. And when you're doing that, it is a struggle. I will give you this. It's a huge struggle, and you are under attack. That's why the angelic host are there to protect you. They don't totally keep the enemy off, because, by the way, struggling against something and struggling to understand something and battling each and every day to do things the way God would have you do them and to walk in those things in power, those are hard things to do, and those are necessary things so that you can gain strength. You can't get stronger by lifting nothing. You have to continue to lift that weight and push forward and move in the right directions and stretch yourself to become more and more. And in order to do that, there has to be some intricacy to it. There has to be some self-awareness. There has to be an ability to see the end and be able to see what God's trying to do in your life and working toward that. And having a eternal perspective about your life is important. And in many ways, that's what these guys were doing. They were using their gifts and talents to create something that we're talking about. We're talking about 3,000 years later. We're talking about this millennia later, about what these guys were doing to make this tabernacle perfectly and prepare it the way God would have them do it. You need that. And as we get into Wednesday, and I don't know when you're listening to this Bible study down the road, but it's Wednesday here, and that's hump day, and oftentimes people just lag their way through it. It's the middle of the week, and we're just trying to make it through the week. And the truth is, that's not how life is. Ultimately, each day is important. Each day is a new opportunity to see and to experience what God has for his kingdom and what God has for his people. And making these things may seem mundane, but they're not. And your life is important, and God is intimately involved in it because it's important. It's important for you. It's important for those around you. And it's important for the kingdom that God has made for us. And it's important for God. He's invested a lot in you, and he wants to see you experience him and his best. And the only way for you to do that is to get to work, to get to living life. The great line from Shawshank Redemption, get busy living or get busy dying. You're dying naturally. You don't have to get busy at it. You're doing it every day. But the question is, are you truly living? Are you truly living according to God's plan for you? Are you using who you are to know who he is? And if you're taking your talents and skills and putting them to work in the kingdom, then you are. And if you're not, then you're missing out. And that's really nothing sadder about a Christian than them missing out on doing what God made them.
As you go today, I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you, that he'll make his face to shine upon you, and that he will give you hope and peace today in Jesus' name.